Someone hit our car in the parking lot. They didn't leave a note or anything.
Oh no, someone's going to have to pay for the damage to the car. But who? Hi everybody, my name is Zach and welcome to another brand new week here at Keys for Kids. Now, before we get to today's story, I want to share a scripture with you from the book of Romans. This is chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Here's what it says. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone will even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Our story today is entitled Hit and Run. Oh no, groaned Kylan as he and Mom stood looking at the dent in their car. What happened? Apparently someone backed into the car while we were shopping, replied Mom. But whoever it was didn't leave a note saying that they did it. She sighed. Well, there's nothing we can do, I guess, but I suppose we should make a police report. After the report was made, Kylan and Mom hurried home to tell Dad about the accident. Well, said Dad as he went out to look at the car, I'm thankful that it's just a car that's damaged. Nobody got hurt. He examined the dent in the fender. This isn't major damage, but bodywork can be quite expensive, he said. I'll call the insurance company. I'm pretty sure they'll cover it. Well, I hope so, but it still doesn't seem fair, said Kylan. The person who backed into us should pay the bill. It was their fault. I know, Kylan, but we can't make them pay when we don't know who they are, said Mom. So if insurance doesn't cover it, we'll just have to take care of it ourselves. What? That's not fair at all, said Kylan. It makes me mad. We shouldn't have to pay when it's not our fault. Whoever hit us shouldn't just get away with it. No, and if I end up having to pay for damages that are someone else's fault, I can't say I'll be happy about it, said Dad. Me neither, said Mom. But there's nothing we can do about that. Tell you what, said Dad. When we feel annoyed that somebody is getting away without paying, let's be thankful that we don't have to pay for everything we deserve to pay for either. Jesus willingly paid the price for our sin, even when he knew who was at fault, us. That's right, said Mom. So let's not waste our energy being angry about this little dent. We have so much to be thankful for. Nobody got hurt. The damage to the car is minor. And above all, Jesus paid the penalty for our sin so we wouldn't have to. So what about you? Would you be angry if you had to pay for something that wasn't your fault? That's natural, but just think, that's exactly what Jesus did for you. He loves you so much that he died to pay the penalty for your sin so that you could go to heaven someday. If you haven't accepted him as your Savior, why not do it today? Our key verse, again, is found in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And our key thought today, Jesus paid for your sin. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks again for joining me on Keys for Kids. We'll look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.